Three of this year's top four Yukon Quest teams will go on to race in this year's Iditarod, Alaska's other long-distance sled dog race. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, all top four teams are planning long-term Yukon Quest careers for their kennels as well.
It took Alan Moore 3 years to claim a Yukon Quest win. He says it's likely he'll be back for another race next year.
Well, you never know. It's been three in a row, so it's probably a pretty good chance.
Yeah, made it.
Moore crossed the finish line with 11 of his 14 starting dogs. He'll now set his sights on the Iditarod that starts March 2nd.
And so we tried to run all the dogs that were in our kennel. And then from that group of dogs, from those we'll choose, you know, Iditarod. And the top ones will go with Allie and the rest will go with me.
Allie is Moore's wife and 2000 Quest champion Allie Zirkel. Moore has made a career of training up the young dogs at their kennel for competitive runs in mid-distance races, as well as the Quest and the Iditarod. One dog that knows the Quest perhaps better than any other is Walter. He's a 9-year-old black husky with brown and white eyebrows and nose. He goes everywhere with Hugh Neff.
Make sure you get a picture of Walter. This is his last race.
When Neff pulled across the finish line in second place in this year's Quest, the Toke Musher made a point to praise his dog.
He's got about probably 35,000 miles on him, so he's been around the block.
Hugh Neff himself has finished 13 Yukon Quests. He hasn't yet decided if he'll try for a 14th next year.
Next year, I'm probably might give the Quest a break and do another race, a native race. If anybody knows me, I'm a native wannabe, and I try to go to any village I can when I get an opportunity, so I might go do a race in Unalakleet next year.
Neff is skipping out on this year's Iditarod. Instead, he'll take his leaders George and Jewel to Norway. They'll race in the 600-plus-mile Finnmarksloppet next month. One musher who's definitely returning to the Yukon Quest is Brent Sass.
Oh, are you going to see me again? You're never going to get rid of me is, I think, the biggest statement there. Yeah, I'm coming back. I'll be back every year until I can't run this race anymore, or at least a wild and free team will be here for years and years to come.
This year's third-place finisher shed tears of joy at the finish line. It's the highest he's placed in 7 races.
You know, it's been a long time coming. I spent 8-9 years trying to build a dog team that could do this, and they showed they got what it takes. You know, I'm really, really, really proud of them.
Sass put 2 young dogs, Celia and Sound, in lead early on in the race, and the two led the team for more than 900 miles to Fairbanks from Whitehorse. Upon finishing, the Eureka Musher presented both dogs with raw steak, buried his face in their muzzles, and praise them for a job well done.
Oh, good dogs, you guys. Sound and Celia, they're the heroes of this race for me.
Celia and Sound were instrumental in strengthening what was already a good friendship between Sass and this year's fourth-place finisher, Jake Berkowitz. The two dogs led Berkowitz's leaders, Pixie and Mullet, over Eagle Summit this year. This is Pixie's 2nd Yukon Quest with Jake Berkowitz.
Yeah, Pixie's real young. That's her brother, Mullet, with her, the one wagging his tail over there. Yeah, she's got a long racing career ahead of her. She's just 4 years old.
The Big Lake Musher says he'll likely be back for another Yukon Quest in the future.
It won't be next year, just because we have other plans for next year. But, yeah, you can count us back. There are definitely things that we'd like to conquer better than we did this year, and obviously improve every year.
More than half the field is still on the trail, stretched out across nearly 200 miles between Fairbanks and the Circle checkpoint. They'll continue to come through the finish chute on the Chena River through the end of the week. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.